Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Zvachim Nun Gimel, Zvachim 53b, pagination is 106. We'll start on the third line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Ha'ola Kodshei Kodoshim, the Ola is Kodshei Kodoshim. We'll explain in the Gemara why that is mentioned. Shechitasa Batzafon, it's going to have its Shechita in the north, which is written clearly by the Karban Ola in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. V'kibul Dama V'chlisharis Batzafon, its blood was accepted in a holy vessel in the north. V'damaton shtematana shehin arba. And its blood application is going to be two applications that become four. As we will explain, it's going to be done on the corner and it's going to spread to the two sides. U'tu'una hefshet v'nituach v'chalil lo'ishim. It needs to be skinned and filleted and then it's burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. Now the Gemara says, Ola my time atana le kodshe kodashim. Why by the Ola does it need to say that it is kodshe kodashim, holy of holies, very special karban? Mishem delok siv ba kodshe kodashim he. Since it does not say specifically in the Pasuk, so we need to say it in the Mishnah to know that it's in the same category. Rashi explains that the parts of the karbanos that went on the Mizbeach, those parts are considered Kodshei Kodoshim. Many karbanos have parts that also go to the owner or to the Kohanim. In this case, the Ola is entirely going onto the Mizbeach, and therefore it is going to be defined just like other karbanos. The parts that go on the Mizbeach are Kodshei Kodoshim. So here also the Ola in its entirety is considered such. The Gemara continues in an effort to explain the blood application of the Karban Ola. V'damaton shtei matanos, it needs two applications that become four. Hechi Ovid, what was done? How did they do it? Amar Rav, Rav said, nosin v'chozer v'nosin. He applies it in one direction, standing at the corner, and then standing in the same spot, he applies it in the other direction, which is not how we paskin and understand this. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says, Matana achas kemin gama. He would apply one time, but he would do it on the corner so that it spread and it was like a gam, a Greek letter that encompassed like our chaf, sophis, that encompassed some on this side, some on that side, like the pointer of an arrow. Kimingama nosen, he would apply it in that way. Kitanoi, it's a machlokas tanoi. Yachol yizrikenu zrika achas tamalomar saviv. You would think that he does one application, it says all around. Isaviv, it says all around, Yachol Yakifenu Kuchut, I would think you have to walk all around with the blood. Tamalama Vizarku, no, it's supposed to be an application of throwing. Haketzad Kimin Gama Shtei Matanos Shehin Arba. You apply it on the two corners, and it spreads, and that's two applications that affect four walls. Now, which two? So, we'll jump straight to the Rambam for convenience. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos Hey Vav tells us, Shtei Zurikos, Ashtei Zavios HaMizbeach Ba'alachson, you're going to apply it twice onto the two corners on the angle. Mechatzi HaMizbeach Ulamato, it's going to be the lower part of the Mizbeach. We discussed the Chut, that there's a dividing point. This is done on the bottom. Alkerin Mizrachis Tzifonis, northeast corner. Valkerin Ma'aravis Deromis, and on the southwest corner. Taking our position again, walking into the Beis HaMikdash, facing Ma'ariv West, so that the entire expanse of the Beis HaMikdash is before you. So the two corners of the Mizbeach that we're referring to are southwest, the left further corner, and northeast, which is the right, closer corner to you. And indeed, the yesod, the foundation part of the Mizbeach, went mostly on the Maira of the west and the Tzaf on the north, but it had a protrusion that it continued slightly onto the eastern side and slightly onto the southern side. As the Gemara tells us, Vikarin Mizrachis Deromis, southeast, Lohaya La Yesod, did not have the foundation protrusion at all. My time, asked the Gemara, why not? And in essence, the Gemara's answer is that it wasn't in the portion of Binyamin. And what we're informed is that the Beis HaMikdash is built on the border, actually, of Binyamin and Yehuda. And that one corner was into Yehuda's portion. Perhaps Ritzua Yotzeis, that really the entire area is Binyamin's except for one specific strip of land that we would say protruded into Binyamin's. And on that land, that corner was situated. That corner doesn't get this yesod. It would be interesting to know exactly what Binyamin symbolizes and impacts, and what Yehuda symbolizes and impacts, and what the yesod symbolizes and impacts, and why it was that the one corner that was in Yehuda's portion does not get a yesod. But in any case, the sprinkling, as we'll say, the throwing of the blood of the Ola was done on the two corners that are opposite each other and both have yesod. And that's how the blood was applied. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.